Welcome to the podcast that puts a finger on the pulse of medicine and technology. On this show, you'll hear from investors, industry executives, and healthcare providers on the science and business of medicine. I'm your host, Omar M. Khatib, and this is the State of MedTech. What's going on, everybody? Sorry for that quick delay, but you know, as you know, this is a great show. It's not the most technically best produced show, but it's a good show. I like to think it is. So I wanted to do a live today. And of course, for some of you who are going to be listening to this on the podcast, but I wanted to cover a topic today about how med reps can take advantage of their time and the advice they give. And I'm going to share with you why that's important. So the other day, I received a message from somebody, which I'm going to bring up. And again, this is not to disparage, you know, the person who reached out to me. This happens all the time. And I don't feel, I feel bad for this person because it's not them. It's their company that does business this way. So let me give you the scenario. The scenario is this: you're a medical sales rep, right? Maybe you're an associate, maybe you're a director, right? Or a manager. Eventually, at some point, you're going to get a message from somebody on LinkedIn, and they're going to say something like this. Hey, hope you're doing well today. My name is, insert name here, right? And I'm conducting research on the med tech industry. And I'm hoping to learn more about some of the macro trends that are impacting the industry. You know, trends that would influence consumer choices, right? Something like that. Macro trends, this trends, and influencing XYZ buyers' choices, right? The moment you hear, you see that, this is not somebody who's just looking to catch up with you. They have a job and they work for what's called a market research company. So a market research company, as an example, Accenture, Gartner. These companies make billions and billions of dollars by essentially compiling research, right, for investors, for companies, and creating reports out of them. Perfectly fine. And this gentleman who reached out, perfectly nice guy, you know, he's like, hey, I saw you put out a lot of good content on LinkedIn, et cetera. And I wanted to see if you, if I could ask you some questions, right? My schedule this week and next week is free. Anytime works, let me know. Okay. And I used to get questions like this all the time when I was a rep, and especially like when I was starting out. Right. And of course, when that happens, like I used to get pretty excited. Right. And I was like, man, like somebody wants to know, like they want to get advice for me, right? Great, fantastic. And so I would get on and give, you know, spend like an hour with these people, giving advice, telling them what I'm seeing in the market and everything, not knowing that I should be getting paid for this. And again, at the time I was younger, I did not know any better. So part of the reason why I do this show is because I want you, the audience, you young reps who are out there, managers, directors, even some VPs, I want you to learn through my mistakes. So that way you have a better career, you have better use of your time, you don't make the mistakes that I made, and also you make more money. And so this person who reached out to me, I went and looked at their profile. So here's the steps of how you get paid in the world of market research. And again, you could be an associate rep with 1 year experience. You have valuable information, right? And the reason why I mentioned this is because for somebody who's an analyst, it's going to take them hours or days to find this information, and you can essentially give them this information in a 1 hour call. You should be paid for that. Okay. So step number one is when you get a message like this, go look at this person's profile and see where they work. If they work at an Accenture, a Gartner, Third Bridge, whatever these companies are, you should be getting paid. If you don't know if this is a big company, go look at their at the company they work at. If the company has more than 10 people, they're making good money, right? You should be paid. Right. So my response to him is, hey, is this a paid engagement? Be very direct. Some people don't feel comfortable doing things like that. But guess what? That's how you get paid in this world. Direct, straight to the point. No nonsense, no small talk. Oh, thank you for your message. I don't know what. You got to get real straight to the point. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Is this a paid engagement? Right. And a lot of times when it's a paid engagement, they'll say, yes, it is. And they'll pay you. But if you do not ask and you're willing to do it for free, why would they pay you? I wouldn't, right? So the next thing is I got a response back. He's like, no, it's not. in which case I have a templated response. I took this, I go in my notes section, I grab this, you know, written out reply that I have, and it says very clear. I'm going to read it directly to you. And some people are going to say, oh, but Omar, that's so direct. I mean, you gotta be very direct and candid with people. And this gentleman appreciated that. I said, dear so-and-so, sorry, but unless you're a college grad or a new professional, I don't advise for free. You'll save yourself a lot of time paying for the value versus getting free advice from whoever you can get on a call. I would love to provide this information for you. I'd love to do the research and make it a very valuable call. Here's my calendar link. Please talk to your company and your manager. They should have given you a budget to work with, right? And funny enough, this guy replied back and said, yeah, you know what? Actually, I think we do have budget. Let me go check. Now, what's the calendar link I gave him? So the second thing I want you to do as a rep, okay? And again, you need to start acting the part from now. If you're not getting these kind of calls, you will soon. I promise, if you do things the right way. You know, have a presence on LinkedIn. Show that you have some little level of thought leadership. And it takes very little. Look, back in the day, I wasn't posting the way I used to, I did today. And back then, LinkedIn was barely utilized. These people found me, right? You're going to go to a company called Calendly, like calendar, but L-Y at the end. Calendly. And let me see. I think it's .com. Yeah, Calendly.com. I'm not a paid spokesperson for them. I should be, but this is not paid. And set up an account, plug that to your calendar, and they have a feature, right, where you can collect payments, okay, either through PayPal or Stripe. Set that up, and what I recommend is having a set of questions, right? So you'll be very surprised. A lot of times somebody they need the information, they will pay right then and there. And I prefer this because it's a lot easier versus invoicing, et cetera. And so let me tell you the questions that I like to ask, okay? So I'm not gonna tell you my hourly rate, but I can tell you when I started doing this, I used to charge about $120 an hour many, many years ago. That since has gone up a lot, right? Because my knowledge is valuable at this point, extremely valuable. And so some people should pay for it. So in this Calendly link, right, which I have, you know, I have name, email, and mobile phone. Always get somebody's mobile phone number, right? And then I have these questions. What is the topic of discussion? What are three objectives you would like to get out of the call? This is a very important thing to ask. In a calendar invite. What are the three things you want to get out of the call? That way you're not guessing and you're not coming to the call cold. You want to know, like, hey, if they're going to pay money, these are the three things they want to find out. They want to find out about this, that, and the other, right? Next question, anything else you'd like me to know ahead of time? The more information, the better. This one, I just let people type in whatever. Then I have another thing that says relevant links, like website, social media, whatever they want me to look at, plus link for files to review. So that way they can send me all the information. When they submit, they have to swipe a credit card. Literally, they have to put in their credit card information, pay, and that gives them access to my calendar. Then they book the time. And I have it in the notes, by the way. The other thing is that you want these people to be accountable for the time, right? If you're busy and then somebody schedules time on your calendar for an hour time and you block that out, maybe it's your lunchtime, maybe you could be doing something else and they don't show up, you just lost money, okay? So treat your time valuable from now. So what I recommend is putting a little disclaimer. So in the notes, I have this thing where it says, in the description and instructions, I put, this is a paid session. So you decide what you need help with and I will deliver a high value, high level call to help you solve for obstacles, find solutions, and have a plan of action. If you do not show up for the call and cancel within a couple hours, I will record a response, a 1 hour response to this call, and you cannot reschedule. This is non-refundable. Be very clear about that. So that way people take your time seriously, right? And this is the best way to set things up, because then you do some extra work as a rep. If they want to know about a certain market, et cetera, they get a good product and everybody's happy. Okay. Now, Is this going to happen every single time? No, right? But this is the way you start, right? Now, the next level, right, is having a profile on certain third-party websites, or not websites. These are companies. And so there are two that I like in particular. There's many of them, but the two that I often have used quite a lot, one is called Third, and these are not paid sponsorships for them. I wish they were, but I'm just trying to help reps out here. One is called Third Bridge, T-H-I-R-D, like the third, you know, the number third, you know, Third Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E.com. Go, I think you can apply or create a profile and fill out your information, okay? And that way you're able to get a profile with them so that when somebody looks up like experts in spine or experts in this or in that device, whatever, you can come up and then they'll say, hey, can we get you on a call? And these calls are very, very basic. They'll call you ahead of time and prep you, say, hey, we have some investors who are going to be on this call. We're going to ask you these questions. And a lot of this is due diligence. So sometimes investors will get together and they want to evaluate some company in, like, I don't know, the urology space. And let's say you're a urology rep. So they want to get somebody like you on the call who's seen the market, who has at least experienced these things, and ask questions like, hey, how are surgeons responding to, let's say, adoption of robotic surgery? Right? These are basic questions. You don't have to be a PhD to answer these things. They literally want to hear from average people, right? Sometimes. And you can get a lot more sophisticated with this, right? The second one I'm going to recommend is called GuidePoint. That's the one that I started with. It's called GuidePointGlobalAdvisors.com. Okay. I think you can go set up a profile with them, but for whatever reason, if you can't, and you're really motivated, send me a message on LinkedIn, and just send me your first and last name and email. And then there's an area where I can recommend people. And look, if you're motivated enough to like send me a message on LinkedIn because you want to be an advisor, I'm happy to send that recommendation. I will disclose though, I get a referral fee. So I get $100 if you sign up. Like, I really don't care about the $100, but there's only one way for me to actually refer people in through this affiliate portal. You should be able to just go and sign up on your own, but for whatever reason, if you can't, send me a private message on LinkedIn as to why you want to become an advisor, first name, last name, email. Okay. Now, the way you set up your rates is going to be important. Okay. So what I would say is, right now, if you're a new rep, you just want to get experience, take these calls, right? So if you get a message like this and you want to just get some experience, take it for free, right? And what I would say is get on those calls. And this is what I did earlier in my career. I took the call for free. I gave some advice, and then I asked the representative of the company. I said, hey, how do I start getting paid as an advisor? And they gave me some good advice that got me set up with a portal. Right now, the way you price yourself is important, because that'll determine, you know, what somebody's going to pay. So just as a baseline, when I was like a new rep, like a couple years into the industry, it was like shocking to me. I got paid like $200 for 45 minutes. You know, I remember like I was driving in the car between cases and I took this call, you know, they set it up and everything. I got paid $200 direct deposit. You know, so, but what I would suggest is that for GuidePoint, and I think Third Bridge as well, from what I could tell, if you want to start getting volume, right, and getting access, the sweet spot for these calls, price them somewhere around 140 to 180, right, somewhere in there. Okay. For me, I priced it much higher because, like, look, I'm not going to feed my family off of like making these random calls. So like my price point right now, I think on GuidePoint is like in the $400 or $500 range. Again, you know, there is a ceiling at some point where they're just like, it's not worth that amount of money. And that's perfectly fine. I price it that high because I'm like, you know, that's what my time is worth, at least for things like this. And again, like the benefit about this as a rep is that you start valuing yourself. You raise your value, right? And one of the most important things when it comes to mindset and essentially increasing your income earning potential is you have to think like you already are. So if your goal is, hey, like when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I was a rep. My goal was I wanted to be like a VP or an executive, right? And so I started adopting that mindset from back then. I said, okay, how would a VP and executive act? Okay, well, they wouldn't just jump on the phone for free and give free advice. They would charge for it, right? So start taking that approach, right? And lo and behold, not only will those opportunities, you'll start finding more of them, right? But then you'll start crafting yourself. You know, so back then, because I said, okay, if I'm going to ask to get paid for stuff like this, I need to do a very good job. So that way the consultants or the market research company who finds me and pays me, they're just really impressed by the call. And I did that earlier in my time. And so now these companies, they like, I'm looking at my GuidePoint portal. So a lot of times the way these portals work, you get set up. And then once you're in, there's a home page for their portal where they put like all these different opportunities. And here I'm gonna read some to you guys right now if I can get the website to work here. You know, but the main, you know, the main thing I want to encourage you is like, you know, start learning about these things. Like you're spending time in the car, and so if you're got time here and there, either be learning or earning or both, right? I always recommend investing yourself. You know, invest in courses, buy books, like develop yourself. So that way, when you have these opportunities to advise, you can really impress people. So like back when I did these advising calls, I'll never forget the first call I got. And again, when I fill out my profile on these little portals, right? You have this thing called area of expertise. So for my GuidePoint section, it says like healthcare, medical devices, medical equipment, medical device manufacturing, right? So the first call that I got, like back in, I don't know, 2015 or something, was maybe it was even before that, but let's say 2015, it was about surgical robotics. So when I got on the call, my whole goal was to really impress these people. So I talked about, I read Jeffrey Moore's Crossing the Chasm. So I learned about technology adoption. I talked about the markets as it related to that. I did some reading ahead of time. So that way, when I'm on the call, like, they're expecting just some base level information, like, oh, this is what the market's like and everything. I over-delivered on that. So the people who are on that call, the investors, really happy. And of course, when those people are happy, the market research company, those investors, those people on the call say, hey, that was such a fantastic call. That really helped inform our investment decision. It helped us inform all these different things. So the market research company now loves you. And so if you do a good job, like I've had both GuidePoint and Third Bridge reach out to me and say, hey, like they loved you, right? A really good sign that you did a good job, aside from them literally telling you, is that if you're on the call for over the time, so a lot of times they say it's 45 minutes. My time was always an hour 15. And not because I talk a lot, but it's because the answers I'm giving are so compelling, so good that the advisor is like asking more questions like, man, we're just getting gold here, right? So we got, since we're doing this live, we do got some questions, and I will take some questions from LinkedIn. So we got somebody on Instagram, Bailey_56, has this question. Says, are you referring to calls with people trying to get info on the industry? A big fan of books and podcasts on the commute to the from hospital to hospital. Yeah, totally. So Bailey, great question. Yes. I'm talking about, calls where somebody's trying to, these are like market research companies or analysts who are asking for information on like macro trends in the industry or very specific. They might ask for very specific companies, but a lot of times they'll say like the robotic spine market, right? Or the structural heart market. And for those of you who, again, some of you are in really big companies, I know people get nervous about this, about like, you know, am I going to get in trouble doing this? These market research companies, the last thing they want is a lawsuit. So like in their application, when they, let's say they reach out to you, or you see a posting on your portal and they're like, hey, you know, are you good to advise on this? You fill out some information like, why are you qualified to talk about this? And usually it's like a sentence or two, but then also like, where do you currently work? Are there any conflicts of interest and everything? Is it a public company? And a lot of times, like, it's on rare occasion that there's a conflict. Usually the conflict is like you sit on a board or something, or you know, answering questions about the call that they're about to have might reveal like insider like trading secrets, right? You know, things like that. So it's really rare, you know. And so, but that's, you know, I wanted to get on and just like talk about this topic because I think it's really important to address this, to really understand like how do you take advantage of your time as a rep. And again, even if you're a new rep, value your time, right? So when you have, you know, as you get more active on LinkedIn, if you have a good profile, you're making posts, even if you're, especially if you write an article or two, like you're going to pop up on somebody's radar and they're going to say, we should, like, we're doing all this research. We can get 2 or 3 days of research done in an hour talking to this guy or gal, right? In that case, number one, if you're just getting started, if you want the experience, hey, do it for free, right? But always ask, like, hey, is this a paid engagement? They will respond yes or no. If they say no, then you can say, hey, totally understand, but I'm happy to do it anyway, right? That's number one. Number two, go set up your profiles with ThirdBridge and GuidePoint. Go look up some of these other market research companies and see who you can set up a profile with. Because again, you'll be surprised. I think when I was like really active using it, like I may have made like an extra few thousand bucks in a year. You know, like I think in like 2016 or something, I may have done like $3,800. Right, it's not a lot of money, but like, you know, back then for me, like that was exciting to make that amount of money. Doing things I would have just done at a bar with other sales reps, right? And so you can do these calls like in the morning before a case, at lunchtime, you know, it's perfectly okay. And what I would say is the money is nice. Money is always a good measure of, am I providing something of value, right? What's better though is the self-development you're going to get. It's going to force you to take your game to another level, right? So that whole process, I really recommend it. And again, I wanted to just do this quick podcast, sort of a live stream podcast, just to share that knowledge. So if you like this, do me a favor, like this episode, reshare it. If you have a comment, go ahead and leave a comment and let me know what you think. And for those of you who are interested to learn more about like some of these concepts and everything, I do have the Medical Sales Network Effects program. Not everybody qualifies for it, but if you want to learn more, go to my LinkedIn profile. You'll be able to see very quickly like how you can apply for it or learn more. But in any case, really appreciate the love. Great questions. I'm very surprised with the amount of people who showed up on Instagram. Loved that. So I think I'll definitely stream more on Instagram as well. And with that being said, that's it for today. Have a great day, everybody. Don't sleep on December, my friends. This is the quarter where a lot of people, or the month, a lot of people just take it easy. They coast. Double down. Go harder. Okay. Go harder. You know, get those contracts in. Start filling your pipeline from now. Okay. For 2023. And this weird week between Christmas and New Year's every year, I've just realized that's like the Twilight Zone, right? Time does not escape there. Use that week to really sit down and like not just 1 hour or one day, like spend time that whole week, sit down, review your quarter, review your year, start planning for the next year. What kind of things do you want to accomplish? Like literally write this down, right? This is how you're going to get better. This is how you start leveling up in your income and your career, so on and so forth. You can't just work hard and expect like random results to happen, right? Hard work is important, but hard work unguided just kind of ends up being a bunch of noise. So. All right, everybody, take care. All right, Instagram.